sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, June 27th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV. Tony and his team over there in Gaylord. I had a business meeting at the Iron Pig yesterday. Greatly appreciate Ian and Tim. We had a great meeting. And I make it a habit every time I'm in Gaylord, I drive through the inventory over at Northern Michigan RV. M32 west of I-75, turn at the Walgreens, go right up to the first street on the right, take it over there, Expressway Court, drive around, drive through the inventory. Folks, they have some unbelievable new RVs, pop-up campers, pickup campers, fifth wheels. I saw this one fifth wheel. I swear to God, I think this thing is dang near 70 feet long. It looked like a freaking house. I could not believe it. Front door, back door, five slide outs. I was amazed. Then they've got these cute little pups, I call them. They are so cute. They got a bed, a stove. I think they have a sink, a refrigerator. And you can pull them with a Chevy Tracker or an Equinox or any small little tiny SUV. You could probably pull this thing with your car. Forget pickups. Forget diesel engines. No, you don't have to have Jimmy Rieger's big beefed up diesel F1000 pickup truck. Thing is amazing. Anyway, these pups were so cute. Now, I got a very simple question. Have you checked the prices of a hotel? I don't care. Anywhere you want to go in Northern Michigan right now, check hotel prices. I had family members that wanted to go to Traverse City on a wine tour. We were going to take them and their friends on a wine tour. We're going to pack up the third seat in Vicky's Yukon, and Vicky was going to take them. $500 a night. That's for two adults in Traverse City right now. Are you kidding me? So I'm thinking, okay, we want to go up in the UP after Vicky wins her election. We're going to go up into the UP. We're going to see family up in Negaunee. You know what? If you're going to have to stay in a hotel room, folks, the payments on a brand new little pup, I don't know how much they are, but you can pay for the entire year. Listen to what I'm saying. The entire year of all your monthly payments to own your own little pup and actually have an extra bedroom for guests when they come to your house this summer out in the driveway. You plug it into a 110 outlet. That's all you got to do. The payments on one of Tony's Northern Michigan RVs for the entire year can be a couple night stays at a hotel. Think about that. Instead of renting a hotel with God only knows bed bugs or mites or whatever in the mattresses and dirty sheets and stinky hotel rooms. What is it up with people smoking pot in marijuana in hotels? No smoking allowed. My nose is super sensitive. I hate the smell of marijuana, the smoke. And these people sit in their rooms and smoke pot and stink up the entire hallway. Don't put up with that. Go over there and get one of these little pups, put it in your driveway. That could be your man cave in the summertime. I mean, I just love their inventory. Go check it out. Northern Michigan RV, Expressway Court, north of 32, west of I-75. Tell them Chuck Reedy sent you. More news. Passing the budget. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. Cause if I had my way with you, baby.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number two, burning the midnight oil. Final version of the state's $59 billion spending plan for state government without education. made its first public appearance shortly after midnight this morning. In a joint House Senate committee meeting, it got passed through the blurry-eyed Senate 4 hours later at 5 a.m. this morning. You're going to vote on a huge budget, north of, I believe, $80 billion when you add in education. I really like how MERS News Service breaks this up between the general fund and the education fund. The skinny bill, the budget, $13.4 million of the general fund will be appropriated to go into the 20-year... Stop. You're reading too fast. Slow down. I speed read and I hate it sometimes. My mouth can't keep up with my brain. The fiscal year 2025 budget is an increase for over the 2024 omnibus budget. But they do provide some relief, additional money into the general fund. Very complicated process. However, here's how it went down. Due to the lateness of the hour, quote unquote, not one page of the 209 pages of the House Fiscal Agency's analysis were discussed in the conference committee and Senate Bill 747. It was swiftly passed the panel on a party line vote 4-2 without debate. Later in the morning, 99 pages of the 209 were made available on the website. Okay, let me get this straight. You got 209 pages, folks. The House Fiscal Agency took the time to analyze the budget. They put out a 209-page report, and they didn't even talk about it in conference on the committee. You're going to vote it out of committee to submit it to the Senate, and later, only the Senate version's fiscal agency's 99 pages were actually put on the website. Point of clarification, Senate's fiscal agency analysis. Copy of the budget document was not publicly available until after 4 a.m. this morning when the Senate started voting on it. It passed. Now listen to this. I have my target. In the Senate, it passed 21-17. Red flag. Whoa, back the bus up. 38 state senators, 20 Republican, 20 Democrat, 18 Republican. Slow down, you're talking too fast. This liberal really ticked me off this morning. Thank you so much. 38 state senators, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. But the vote on the budget was 21-17. Whoa, radar's up. Who's the lone Republican state senator that voted for this ridiculous budget? Well, that award, folks, goes to the Democrat Rhino, former school teacher from the 38th State Senate District, none other than Senator Ed McBroom. Yay, Ed. Yeah, good job. One state senator Republican I'm going to make famous this year, Ed McBroom, joined the entire Democratic caucus and voted for the budget. Republicans provided the necessary votes to give it immediate effect. You know why they did it? And I can tell you already probably who voted for it. John DeMoose, Bumstead, maybe Lana Tice. Yeah, that's three. I need five more. Come on. Ed McBroom, of course, because he voted for it. That's four. I need two more. Come on, Randy. Think. Oh, well, two other Republicans joined them, voting 26 yes votes to give it an immediate effect. See, in the Senate, folks, they have a vote on the bill, and then immediately they open the tally board up for immediate effect. It's not that stupid clicker thing the guy taps in the House, where the speaker, acting speaker, president of the House chamber says immediate effect is granted. That's not how it works in the Senate. They actually have to light up the board. So they got 26 yes votes, 20 Democrats, 6 Republicans to give it immediate effect. Why? Immediate effect means that midnight on October 1st, at the stroke of midnight of September 30th, actually, this budget goes into immediate effect. Now, let's move over to the House chamber, the little boys and girls. That's what the senators refer to the House members. We're the upper chamber. You're the lower chamber. You're the little boys and girls playing politics, playing legislature over there in that other chamber. Guess what? We did this. You and I, your friends, everybody listening to this show, you and I did this floor vote. 110 state representatives in Lansing, currently 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. Guess what the vote was? 56 Democrats, yes. 54 Republicans, no. Yay. You finally got our messaging. Vote for this budget, you're gone. We're not voting for you August 6th. We're not voting for you in November. We're going to replace you. Well, Ken Borton heard it. Cam Cavett heard it. They joined Neil Friske and other House Freedom Caucus members and voted no on the budget. Not one Republican. What does this mean for us people? When you're talking to your friends about voting in November, we will then be operating under the fiscal year 2025 budget. Again, September 30th, strikes midnight, October 1st, bam, the budget goes into effect. Here's the deal. You can tell people that this is a Democrat budget for the next fiscal year in our state. So anything that is wasted spending, anything that is spent on stupid stuff, you can blame it on the Democrats, because only one Republican state senator, Ed McBroom from the 38th Senate District, voted for this crap. Now, here's the question. Passed in the House, passed in the Senate, they're packing it up. They're packing up their toothbrush. They're packing everything up. They're coming home. Lansing's going to be a ghost town for the next month and a half. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. But they're coming to district so they all can make the debate on July the 11th. Of course, that's what they're coming for. They get to go out and knock on doors and tell you what a great person they are because they voted against this horrific budget the Democrats just passed. And, of course, Ed McBroom's not on the ballot this year because he's a state senator, and those elections don't take place until the midterms, which is 2026, when John DeMuth will be running for Congress to replace the retiring Jack Bergman. If Jack Bergman survives the August 6th primary against Josh Saul. If Josh Saul beats Bergman in the August 6th primary, DeMuth ain't going anywhere. His political career ends after being a state senator in a few years. He'll get reelected in 26. Oh, yeah, he's beautiful on the TV. John DeMuth is absolutely beautiful in TV commercials. Because he has a ton of money, he can spend it in Traverse City. Yeah. I watch 7 and 4. I watch 29 and 8. I record them. I speed watch them. Those commercials he runs, those sheeple people that don't listen to this show, they voted for him. That's why he's a state senator. When you can afford media of that magnitude, pop-up ads, when people go to news sites, he's got his 30-second TV commercial, acting like he's actually knocking doors, walking the streets with his placard, his palm card information, huffing and puffing. How he does it, he's so heavy, I have no idea. He's walking and talking into a commercial about what a great person he is and why you need to vote for me. That's how he became a state senator. Anyway, bottom line, he voted to give it immediate effect, just so you guys know for the record. I'm positive. I'm not even going to look at the tally board from mivotes.org. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to waste my time. I know he gave it immediate effect. John, if I'm wrong, come on the show and tell the folks I'm wrong. You got my number. I'm sure your friends are going to tell you, Trucker's talking about you again. So anyway, here's the bottom line, folks. They're done. It's gone. It's wrapped. We won in the House, and we lost one rhino Democrat, Senator Ed McBroom, in the UP. One Republican voted for this budget. When you guys see McBroom over there in the 38th, tell him Trucker Randy said, hey, why'd you vote for the budget, Ed? All the other Republicans voted no. You were the lone, only legislator in Lansing. Out of 148, get this straight, people, 38 in the Senate, 110 in the House, only one Republican in that whole dang building voted for this crap budget, State Senator Ed McBroom. So when you guys see Ed McBroom at the fair up there at the UP, why'd you do it, Ed? Damie, why you do this to me, Damie? From the movie The Exorcist. Man, what the heck? Stay on track. You're looking at a story. Ask him, Ed, why? Why'd you do it, Ed? We could have had a totally Democratic passed budget. All Democrats in the House, all Democrats in the Senate, signed by a Democrat governor, and you had to join them. Really? Why, Ed? Why did you do it? Because he's a Democrat. Ed McBroom is a Democrat. When are you people in the 38th going to wake up and get somebody to run against this guy and beat him? The 38th, are you kidding me? All of the western counties except for what? Mackinac, Luce, and Chippewa? 12 counties are Republican up there except for, of course, Marquette around the Communist College up there. Get a Republican to beat him in 26. Do not vote for McBroom. He voted with all the Democrats for this budget this year. Don't let people forget it. And this is not the first time Ed McBroom did this crap. How does he even face his caucus members? That's what I want to know. You go into caucus, 18 Republicans. How do you even show your face in that caucus, Ed, voting with the Democrats for this budget? Unbelievable. But see, you guys aren't supposed to know this stuff. See, he went down in Lansing and voted at 4 o'clock in the morning on the budget. You did not. And we're not supposed to know that he did that. It was quiet. Why, Ed McBroom, did you join the Democrats in voting for this year's budget? Explain it, Ed. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, the strong storms that ripped through West Michigan Tuesday morning left behind a tangle of downed trees and power lines in hard-hit Muskegon County, with Michigan State Police saying at least 8 homes were seriously damaged. 3 injuries have so far been linked to the storm. About half the local roads in Muskegon County were impassable following the storms, with MSP blaming many of the closures on downed power lines. Some 100 160,000 Consumers Energy customers statewide lost power as a result of the storm, including more than 30,000 customers in Muskegon County alone. The Jackson-based utility said it hoped to have service back to most by the end of the day Wednesday, but warned some may be without power until Friday.